Good day, good people. I am Brother Robert Farrell, and welcome to Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central and join in the conversation that follows our session. And whether you are here for the live session or enjoying the recording, thank you for being with us. You will notice in the chat section that there is a link to our Wisdom Wall. That is a place where you can interact with one another and share what's on your heart and mind as we share our message this evening. Friends, what is wisdom? Wisdom isn't knowing more, but it's knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, will, emotion, senses, images, aesthetics, and epiphanies. Yes, open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of human consciousness and the heart. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations, and each one will be followed by a few moments of silence where you are invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Those are our watchwords, our signs for this practice, to resonate, to really think about, does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or phrase that you hear. To reflect, that's where you can just meditate on it with images and thoughts. Or respond, and you can do so by any means, by journaling or prayer or maybe some type of movement. Or you can simply rest, simply be silent, and open to the presence and action of the divine in your life. After those three reflections and moments of silence, we'll close with a spiritual practice that I'd like to share with you each week. We'll enter into a group dialogue after that, and then we will have a closing blessing and song. Today's theme, as Richard spoke about, is nothing stands alone. So with an open heart and a calm, centered presence, take a gentle breath and let us begin. For anyone who goes to their own depths, there is this uncovering of an indwelling presence, a deep, loving yes that's inherent within us. And this inner presence is described as the Holy Spirit, which is precisely God within and even our deepest, truest self. The Holy Spirit, it's totally given equally to all, and it must be consciously received. The presence must be recognized, it must be honored, and then drawn upon before it becomes a living presence within us. And that's the truth that's spoken by that wonderful phrase, that voice that says, "You are my beloved." And by that voice that says, "I have called you by name from the very beginning. You are mine and I am yours. You are my beloved and my favor rests on you. I have molded you in the depths of the earth and knitted you together in your mother's womb. I have carved you in the palms of my hand and hidden you in the shadow of my embrace. I look at you with infinite tenderness and care for you with a care more intimate than that of a mother for her child. Wherever you go, I go with you, and wherever you rest, I keep watch. I will not hide my face from you, You know me as your own, and I know you as my own. You belong to me. I am your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your lover, and your spouse. Yes, even your child. Wherever you are, I will be. Nothing will separate us. We are one. Nothing stands alone. And friends, the genius of the Trinitarian doctrine has the power to rearrange our universe. We know nothing about the nature of God except that this God is perfect giving and perfect receiving. It's the very nature of this beingness that we call God is its communion, its receptivity and generosity, 100% unhindered dialogue between three. And this isn't just an abstraction, it's the foundational template of reality. Reality is total, continual givenness, and perfect humble receptivity. That is the very form and the shape of being as we know it. It is the very source, the very pattern, and the very goal of reality. Since that era called the Enlightenment, we've been producing individualists who try to save themselves by believing things intellectually. This was one of the things that Richard was speaking about in our opening video. And instead of a mystery of participation, it's a quest to get the right information, which only makes us prouder and more self-centered, and we turn into Mr. Expert or Mrs. Expert. And everyone is put back upon themselves, where the only question we're able to ask is, how can I get to heaven? And that's not even a gospel question. That's a question of the ego, the individualistic self-interest. It's not the question of the Trinity within us. The conversation that's needed right now is to this foundational definition of God as relationship itself. It's only inside the mystery of the Trinity that we can begin to understand what Jesus is saying and what the meaning of liberation is, of salvation is, and what the mystery is that we are invited into. Nothing, nothing stands alone. Let's take a breath here and enter into our practice to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest in a moment of silence. Now, friends, Jesus's ministry reveals that true conversion stems from relationship, not words, from experience, not belief. And healing and preaching are so intertwined that we could say that there has been no real proclaiming of the kingdom, no authentic conversion, unless there is healing in some real sense. Does your small community that you're connected with have a healing circle periodically? Or maybe even just a prayer service? We need to let others encounter us in some real way. That's the only experience that will make any of our words halfway believable. And remember that Jesus' rules of ministry are very interpersonal. They are based on putting people in touch with people. Person in love with person, person respecting person, person forgiving person, person touching person, person crying with person, person hugging person. That is where the Spirit is so beautifully present. After all, when you see your fellow human being as people who are loved by God and as your fellow citizens in God's kingdom, it does become harder to mistreat or dehumanize them. Life is about an interactive relationship, reconciled to God and reconciled to one another. And it's about seeing our entire lives as an opportunity to make the beautiful music of God's kingdom so that more and more people will be drawn into it, and so that the world will be changed by growing influence. And everyone can have a role in this expanding kingdom, because nothing stands alone. Connectedness is fundamental to our reality. No matter which sphere of life we observe, from the physical to the spiritual, we are connected to others. Many of the social and ecological problems that confront us today stem from our delusion that we are separate from, that we're better or more significant than other members of creation, from other groups of people we encounter to the air we breathe. And our lack of openness to all may very well mean our demise. If we are to expand our hearts, we need to embrace our capacity for communion. Relationship is something that all life requires. And our vitality depends upon the connections we establish and the communion we share. May we hear that prayer, that they may be one as we are one. It's clear that the actions we take now will have deep and irreversible consequences for the generations to come. And we are called to be the gardeners who will compost and tend to the soil upon which future generations will sow seeds that will one day blossom. The great news is we don't have to take on these challenges alone. We can't do everything. And there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something and to do it very well. Yes, indeed, nothing stands alone. Let's take a breath here. Let us step into our practice again in the silence to resonate, reflect, and respond and rest. We go through our lives, our years on this earth, thinking of ourselves as separate. And it's that sense of separateness basically causes every stupid, sinful, silly thing we ever do. When we are separate, everything becomes about protecting and defending ourselves. It consumes our lives. And one word for overcoming that false sense of separateness, the illusory self, is heaven. It is simply returning to the source from which we came, where all things are one, O-N-E. The whole gospel message is radical union with God, with neighbor, and even with ourselves. I'm the vine, God is the vine grower, and you, we are the branches. As long as we remain in that relationship, we are in love and in union. And once the branch is cut off from the vine, we might as well throw it in the fire because it's not going to bear any fruit. That's a strong statement about us and the choices we make from that unnecessary state of separateness. We have never been separate from God except in our thoughts. We are one in God, with Christ, and with one another. And that's why Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you." And rest assured, the promise is constant from God's side. The only question is from our side. Do we choose to live in that union? Do we choose to recognize that nothing stands alone? When Jesus does talk about oneness, what he has in mind is a complete mutual indwelling. I am in God, God is in you, you are in God, we are in each other. I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me as I in you. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. The Father and I are one is not an exclusive privilege statement, but something shared by all human beings. And just a side note, you can say mother there, and that's completely fine too. The mother and I are one. There is no separation between humans and God because of this mutual interabiding, which expresses the indivisible reality of divine love. Interbeing, if you will. We flow into God and God into us. It is the nature of love to flow. The whole and the part live together in mutual loving reciprocity, each belonging to the other and dependent on the other to show forth the fullness of love. That is the vision of no separation between human and divine. No separation between human and human is an equally powerful notion and equally challenging. You may be familiar with one of the most familiar statements of Jesus' teachings, love your neighbor as yourself. It is a complete seeing that your neighbor is you. There are not two individuals out there, one seeking to better herself at the price of the other, or to extend charity to the other. They are simply two cells of the one great life. The indivisible reality of love, that is the only true self, because nothing stands alone. One breath, one more moment of silence to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Thank you, friends, for your loving kindness and your presence as we shared those wisdom reflections. Now I would like to share with you a spiritual practice that you can encounter for the next week until next Wisdom Wednesday as often as you like. Let me preface it with these words and questions. You know, how often do we really see another person as the beautiful gift they are? Perhaps this happens sometimes when you're with those we love, when we're caught in a moment of grace and see them in all their wondrousness and feel full of gratitude for their presence in our lives. Maybe you have a moment where your eyes meet and you hold each other's gaze for a few breaths as an act of seeing each other with love. Now, we can intentionally bring this gaze of love to others. And you can practice this with a beloved one or a very dear and close friend. You might try even setting a timer for a minute or just sit together. Just where your eyes are softly receiving each other while breathing together and praying quietly in your hearts. And this is the practice. You breathe in and you say, I see you with love. And you breathe out, gifted, cherished. And you breathe in, grateful. And you breathe out for who you are. Put this in the chat section in just a moment. I see you with love, gifted, cherished, grateful for who we are. Now, this can be a very intimate and vulnerable moment because we rarely spend this kind of time simply looking at another person with love and care. We can also bring this practice out in the world. How often do we really see another person beneath their role, under our expectations? What would happen if we paused at the grocery store and for a moment brought eyes of love to the stock clerk or the cashier? They don't have to know what you're doing. You don't have to stare. Just take in their image. Then close your eyes for a moment breathe, and just bathe them with love. Pause and see the other person as beloved and beautiful as they indeed truly are. Because nothing stands alone. For those of you listening to the podcast and watching the YouTube, this is where we exit, and we're going to enter into a conversation here in Crowdcast. So we invite you to join us any Wednesday evening and become part of the conversation. Thank you again for listening. Friends, please keep in your heart this message that love is the way, and you are love. Have a beautiful evening. I hope to see you again soon.